Ever since Hurricane Irma, the end of the Jacksonville Beach Pier has been closed because of damage, but that's about to change. The Jacksonville Daily Record's Mike Mendenhall joins me now. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief. The hurricane washed out the end of the Jacksonville Beach Pier, and it's never reopened.
Yeah, and so anglers are going to be excited about this news. The city has awarded Hal Jones Contractor a $9.88 million contract to repair the damaged portions of the pier.
Is that a local company?
It is. It's Jacksonville-based. And according to the city, they're hoping to begin construction by November.
What has this meant to have the pier be in disrepair over these past couple of years?
It's definitely a tourist attraction for the beach communities. A lot of people, when they're out there, they enjoy being on the pier, but particularly businesses that rely on revenue from fishing, selling bait, tackle, supplies to anglers who use the beach pier. It's kind of a draw for those folks who like deep sea fishing but like to stay on shore. In June, I spoke with Rick Hale. He owned Rick's Bait and Tackle at Jacksonville Beach for more than 30 years, and he belonged to the Florida Pier Anglers Association. He said that the pier's partial closure has discouraged a lot of people from fishing at Jacksonville Beach.
So for those hoping to get back out on the pier and catch some fish, when can they expect to be able to do that again, Mike?
So construction is going to start in November. The city is saying that it'll take at least 2 years to redo the pier. So we still have a couple of years to wait. We're thinking November of 2021.
Oh, man, that's a couple of hurricane seasons away from now, too. So fingers crossed nothing else gets in the way.
Yeah. And I will say, too, that Florida Department of Environmental Protection has given some guidelines on how they want construction to go. They want to make sure that those beach dunes stay intact during construction. The equipment and workers will be coming out on a boom that goes over the beach dunes. Equipment parking that is allowed on the beach dunes will be minimal, and they'll be required to rebuild both vegetation and dunes that do get damaged.
Okay. Are they building the pier to any kind of higher standard after the damage?
They are. So they're increasing the grade of the pier. It's actually going to be built up higher as the pier goes out into the water.
And will it be as long as it was before?
So they're going to rebuild it to the full 34-section length that it was before Hurricanes Irma and Matthew. Currently, it only goes 25 sections out into the ocean.
That's the Jacksonville Daily Record's Mike Mendenhall with good news for anybody who likes the Jacksonville Pier. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Jessica.
I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's your Business Brief.